Well, here's Cameron Bancroft after 124 not out today. Obviously a day partly cut short by bad light, but you've carried your bat and a first Gloucestershire 100 in first class cricket.
Yeah, it was a nice day. You know, I've obviously struggled a little bit and you know, built my way up, I guess, to a moment like this, and it's something I'm very, very proud of, very pleased of, but you know, certainly not finished with yet.
Darren Stevens had a big appeal both against you and Chris Dent in his first couple of overs, but after that the threat seemed to subside reasonably quickly. So how was the pitch?
Yeah, look, Stevo's always hard work with that new ball. He just he finds ways to do things with it that I've never really kind of experienced as a batter, and he's obviously not quick. But yeah, look, we knew it was going to be hard work early. We knew that if we could even be 2 for 80, 2 for 100 or something like that. We know it's a slow moving game here, you can catch it up, but to be none down and then carry that on into the middle session was really important, I think, for the game.
You put together a stand of 96 with Chris at Leicester last week. That was the biggest opening stand of the summer, and today you blitzed it to get to 141.
Yeah, it was interesting hearing some statistics like that, isn't it? It's obviously hard work opening the batting, isn't it? You always got the chance to get a good nut to get you out, and you know, it's very rare, I guess, that you're able to fight through together and put on a big partnership. But it's something that we, you know, we want to be able to set foundations for this team, and we're able to do that today and keep ourselves in a, you know, pretty reasonable position going into tomorrow.
And you scored at quite an even rate, had a little more of the strike than Chris, but the strike rate was something like 50 runs per 100 balls, so you know, that's not bad on a wicket like this.
Yeah, look, I just you know, I just had a plan and I stuck to it, and if I got scoring options hitting into the areas that I wanted to, then that was okay. If I had to graft for a few overs because I bowled well, then that was okay as well. I wasn't really too concerned with strike rates and things like that. In the past, it's probably been something I've thought about, but not not lately. I just stuck to a plan and it was able to be reasonably successful today.
Was Denley turning it much?
No, not at all. That's actually why it was hard work. I found him quite hard work because leg spin bowling, you just expect it to sort of turn a little bit, but yeah, he was just sliding it on, and yeah, I just had to change what I was doing a little bit to make it a bit easier, and you know, once I did that, then I felt like I was a bit comfortable against him.
Well, you remember that moment where they picked off that four to mid wicket?
Yeah. Look, I was a bit nervous in the 90s. I wanted to sort of get through there quickly, but yeah, just good, great relief. Obviously, it's, you know, it's not every day you get to score a first class 100. You know, no matter who you're playing for, and you know, especially for it to be my first for Gloucester, it's, you know, it's a big monkey on the back. It's something I'm very pleased about.
So 242 for five. Where's the game going, do you think?
I think they probably clawed back a little bit of momentum at the end there. I think if we could have been, you know, three down for, you know, that sort of score, probably would have said we're on top. But, you know, I think the fact that we batted the day out is probably a big win as well. And yeah, if we can work our way up at 350, 400 ideally, then you know, we really set ourselves up to be competitive in this game.
Well, Buzzy.
Thank you. Cheers.